Pete Rose is the most dissatisfied person I've ever known. Every day he was not happy until he got four hits. Every day it was like that. It wasn't the day before. He was never satisfied. So I call him dissatisfied. He was never, ever happy with three hits. He wanted four. The next game, he wanted to start it all over again. Came up to me and said, hey, you can hit 300. I said, you hit 300. I'll drive you in 100 times. Let Doggy and I drive you in 100 times. We're not worried about that. But he was. He was, you know, I think the perfect example was the batting title when he went 4-for-4 or 5-for-5 on the last day, and he was battling Billy, the guy from the – Matty Alou. And somebody kept reporting to him that Matty got another hit and Matty got another hit, and Pete go out and get another hit, another hit, another hit. But Pete was like that. He never was satisfied. He wanted to be the first $100,000 single hitter. He played five positions. Most unselfish guy you'd ever meet. I mean, without an ego. I mean, basically. Well, that's not even close. Did I say that? Okay. But every time
there, that, didn't I?
Every time somebody asked him to change positions, every time he wanted to do something, there was nobody who worked harder. 145 pounds, grew up into that, second base, third base, outfield, first base, did whatever it took to win. And you proved that when he went to Philadelphia, brought them a winner. You know, the greatness of this man was always the fact that he was never satisfied, which instilled in that everybody. I think when Barry talked about it with the team that he managed, and he tried to instill that, he led by example, and we were the ones fortunate enough to have played alongside of him.